Blackstone Audio presents Valley of the Lost by Vicki Delaney. To my children, Caroline, Julia, and Alex. Chapter 1. The setting sun had slipped behind the mountains, and in the bottom of the valley, long ago carved out of ancient rock by the swift-moving river, the summer's night was hot and close. The scent of cedar and pine, decaying undergrowth, rich earth filled the air, and further up the street a pack of young people, sounding as if they'd already hit the bars, laughed at nothing at all. Lucy Smith, known to everyone as Lucky, stood at the back door of the Trafalgar Women's Support Center, enjoying a rare moment of peace before walking to her car. It had been a long, hectic day, but a good one, and she was pleased with herself. Today she'd accomplished something. For once, the women seemed to be paying attention to what she'd been trying to teach them. Lucky drove an ancient Pontiac Firefly. It was parked at the back, in a small gravel clearing chopped out of wild grass and weeds up against the bottom of the mountain. As she unlocked the car door, a soft cry came from the bushes. A cat? Lucky climbed into her car, paying it no further attention. The heat of the day still clung to the worn seats, and as she put the key into the ignition, she rolled down the window to try to catch a bit of a breeze. She was about to turn the key to start up the engine when she heard it again. Definitely not a cat.